And welcome into a Monday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, joined by the guy who has the busiest inbox in the building today, John Osier.
Busy and not very happy, and understandably so.
Yeah, 27-7 loss to Houston yesterday. The stats are disappointing, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I mean, the worst offensive yardage performance in franchise history, 0-for-9 on third down. 83 defensive plays in this game. If you want to go to the other side, where do you start, John?
Yeah, well, and that was the question of the players in the locker room today. Where do you go from here? And a lot of them talked about refocus. They still like what's going on. They know that a lot of times in the NFL, a score and a performance can be worse on game day than it really is on film when you look at it. And I think that's what they're hoping to see when they go in on Monday. So where do you start? Refocus. That's where you start.
Players today were still understandably frustrated with yesterday, but trying to look forward.
There's 14 games left to play. Not discounting the two that we just lost, but, you know, there's time, you know, to turn this thing around, and we look to do that this week.
Yeah, we have to right the ship. I think we have the guys in this locker room to get the young guys understanding. This is not college. One or two losses doesn't mean that you're out of it. And just understand where we're at. Understand that we're not going to drop our heads, but there's no room for smiling.
Well, yesterday during the ball game, I think it was in the first quarter, Mike Mularkey pulled the entire offense off to the side on the sideline and really tried to refocus everybody. Mm-hmm. And you said you heard something at halftime that the guys in the locker room were talking amongst themselves too.
Yeah, we're talking to Rasheen Mathis. He said at halftime, Maurice talked to a lot of the players about, look, make your play. When you get a chance to make a catch, make it. When you get a chance to make a block, make it. And Rasheen said there was a little bit of that in third quarter during that surge. The Jaguars got back into it, but the hole was too big. And the point is now start that at the beginning of games. Start faster. Refocus at the beginning of games. And I think that's where you start to rebuild out of this thing.
I'm not going to let the one game dictate and really define us who we are. I mean, I told them. No matter how you feel, there's a lot of good still going on, just like we felt when we came into the season. I still feel that way, and I think they do too. And I'm hoping one game doesn't curb their mind like it does some of yours. And I'm going to do my best to make sure it doesn't.
Sonya Richards Ross.
There was a special guest today again at Everbank Field, as it was yesterday. Sonya Richards Ross, the Olympic gold medalist, the wife of Aaron Ross, a cornerback for the Jaguars. Yesterday signed autographs for fans, but today was front office and team day. Mm-hmm. And she spoke to the entire Jaguars team today, right?
Yeah, and it's been a whirlwind for her. She mentioned today, she didn't really know where she is yet. They just moved into town. But it was a great visit the last 2 days. She couldn't have been more engaging. The team couldn't have been happier to see her. They support her in August. She talked to the team today, and I guess she talked about, hey, 0-2 start. It doesn't mean the end of the world. She had her own battles to overcome in order to get to her gold medal moment. And she talked to the team about that, just about moving forward, and I'm sure they received it well.
They'll have an off day to think about it, too.
That's right,
John.
That's right.
Off day tomorrow. We're back with you on Wednesday, getting ready for Indianapolis on Inside the Jaguars.